basic message of the art of war. One of the reasons that it's so compelling to people is that it starts off by acknowledging that conflict is a fact of human life. That is, whatever sphere you want to talk about, whatever part of human life, conflict is inevitable. Whether you experience it as resistance or friction, whether you experience it as obstacles, or whether it breaks out as pitched battle between armies. But the other side of that message is that leadership is also inevitable. Each one of us is the center of our own world. And in whatever sphere we act, inevitably, you will have some intention or some vision which will direct you to take some kind of action that others in that sphere might not want to go along with, or they might not initially agree with. And that gives rise to conflict. It's not always a bad thing. Sometimes it's a creative. But nonetheless, it brings up to us the challenge of working with the change and chaos and conflict in our lives. So then, obviously, the question arises, how can we work with these situations in a more creative and effective way? Sun Tzu's answer is that it is.